Blog Talk Radio.
To Stogies and Beer. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to talk about all things sports related. We are broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's WBEST Chula Vista, California. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the morning on Stogies and Beer. All right, today our topic is going to be football in Uganda schools. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. That means American football, not soccer, American football. This episode will feature Martin Omala, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. My tags for today for the episode is definitely going to be NFL because this is a sports football sports talk show. But we also tagged NAIA because we're going to be sending this episode to a lot of NAIA schools because they are usually religious-based, and they do a lot of missionary work overseas. So we're trying to find coaches that do missionary work overseas that be willing to teach the sport of American football in the school system. We'll first start off trying to get some equipment from some philanthropists. That's why we got it tagged today with 501-3 and philanthropy. We need people that can donate some equipment, flag football equipment, uniforms, helmets, pads at the same time. We got to tag 501-3 in case we got some charities out there that want to donate money to the cause. So this is going to be a topic trying to get some support to grow the sport of American football in the country of Uganda in the school system. All right, I got a special guest here this morning. My friend he reached out to me. Either I reached out to him on Twitter. We met on Twitter, and he's been explaining what he's trying to do and the troubles that he's been having getting funding and waiting on, the EFAF, which is the International Federation of American Football. He's been trying to get some support from them to help build a program, but at the same time, you know how red tape and politics go, holding up money. So he's seeking out on his own, trying to meet people on social media like myself, football experts of American football that can help his cause. So we're going to be going to Martin right now. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ferran. Hi. It's good to hear from you, Ferran. It's good to be live on your show.
Thank you, man. Welcome to Stogies and Beer Radio. So I want to first off start to say, I should say good evening because it is nighttime over there, and it's 8:04 a.m. U.S. West Coast Pacific time, and over there you are 10 hours ahead of me, so it should be about, what time, 10 o'clock there?
Right now, it's exactly p.m. in the evening right now.
Okay, 6 p.m. in the evening. It's like 10 hours. 6 p.m. in the evening. So good evening.
Yes.
All right.
Good evening to you. Good evening to you.
Well, it'd be good morning to me, but I understand.
All right. Good evening from my side. Good morning from your side.
Right. 50-50? Yeah, now we got it right. All right, man. If you could, man, I'm going to let you get off into to just tell everybody your name and what is it that you do in Uganda and what you are trying to do over there as far as putting American football in the schools of Uganda. Go ahead.
All right. My name is Martin Larry Omala, and I'm happy to be a sports advocate, a sports coach, and I'm also happy to learn American football as a sport that is that can be used as a tool that is going to change lives. So I'm happy to be doing this. I think it's a calling from God. Since my childhood, I've loved playing American football. Unfortunately, it has come to my country when I'm getting a little bit older. So the chances are a little bit limited, but nevertheless, I gotta get it going. So there are lots of youths here who really need the sport. So I got introduced to the sport in 2019, and I'm happy to bring it on. I'm happy to extend the services. It was a coach's clinic in 2019 in April, and I was one of the guys who attended this clinic, and from day one I attended the clinic, I never looked back, so I decided to keep the dream going. So right now, I'm happy that the sport is gaining ground in Africa, especially in my country, and we would like to grow it much more further. So right now we have a university in Chambogo. University is playing, the university kids are playing, and we have a team of around 50 to 100 students, and they practice, and we would like the game to get much more bigger and get the competition running, because a lot of African countries are picking up the sport in great gear. So we would like to be one of those people who are going to lift the sport up and benefit from the opportunities to come. Maybe probably play in the NFL, have some players signed up in the NFL and other leagues, maybe CFL, maybe the European League, and maybe have ourselves an African league. So my dream is to inspire and have a lot of people benefit from this sport and gain the dreams that they really want to be in the future.
Do you think that the American football in your region would could surpass what we call soccer or football in your country? Do you think American football could compete against traditional football, which we call soccer over here?
Oh yes, it can 100%, because even soccer is not doing so well right now for a couple of years. So rugby is trying to even take over the supporters of soccer down here. So I also see the potential. It can happen with American football. You know how fun the sport is. When you look in those countries that play a lot of American football, for instance, America, and then you look at the number of people who come to watch American football games, they quite surpass the numbers of the people who go to watch the soccer games. So Ugandans are fans of a lot of sports, and whatever interests them and whatever brings benefit to them, entertainment, they really go with it. So I'm 100% sure that American football can gain super ground here and be better than soccer once it is well nurtured and given space and room to grow. I think it can grow very, very good and well.
Speak to your position dealing with IFAF, International Federation of American football. What is your relationship there with IFAF? And just talk about that a little bit.
Hey, IFAF is the international body that is meant to extend American football participation activities down here to us, and it's really doing so greatly. And when I found out that AFAF is doing this job, I really wanted to be a part of the AFAF. So I really commend AFAF, it's doing great. But then, for instance, I am right now standing in a position whereby I can say I'm volunteering on behalf of my federation under IFAF, but I know I'm not recognized by IFAF that much, but I think in the nearby future, because we still don't have a really big league going on here, so right now I am volunteering as me to grow the sport that I really love so much. I would like the numbers to get more high.
Okay, talk about the situation when the Philadelphia Eagles of the National Football League and the coach, one of their coaches, came over to work with you guys. What was that experience like? How long were they there? What did they teach you? What did they leave you before they left? And when are they planning to return?
Oh, yeah. To receive the news that a professional American football coach who comes from the NFL is coming to Uganda here, and he was coming to give some life skills, especially technical knowledge of how we can grow the sport and we can be actively participating in the games. So I took the opportunity and I was like, I need to meet this coach and I need to learn from this coach. So coach had come, I think he had come for a tour. And then since he's a Christian man, he had come for some tours, and maybe he had come for some work. And then he comes to this community that has this community that has these kids who are temporary like in camps. They're like in camps, war torn zones, something like that. So he comes and then he comes to give lessons, and then the federation tells him he should come and also teach us something. So I got the privilege to meet him. So I learned a lot from Coach Washburn, Jeremiah Washburn. And ever since the day I attended my first clinic under him, I never looked back. I learned a lot. And then Coach Washburn decided to be coming back every June. So whenever he comes back, it always depends on his schedule. So maybe he can always have like three days that, like he did this year. So it's always marvelous to learn from him.
Now, when Coach Washburn comes down, does the news stations in Uganda come out and record anything? Do they report that the NFL is in Uganda running the camp? Do they publicize it on the news?
Oh, I think yes, because when we participate, I can see something comes up that it's always on the news. They also put it on the news. So I think because of the positive change he brings, it is always broadcasted. They put it on the news, and then they always put it on the news to let people know that American football is fair and people are free to come and participate in the games. They're free to come and join the clubs that are available. So I think, yes, they do it. It's always on the news. They put it on the news.
Now, what do you think financially growing American football in the Ugandan school system, What do you think it could do financially as the years go on for some of the kids that might get an opportunity to get an NFL workout? What do you think it could do financially for your region?
Okay. For the region, I think right now all the regions of Uganda have youths who do not really have a lot of opportunity. And if American football has this opportunity, these youths are going to come. And for instance, I can say what really these youths to participate in these activities is the skills that are given, especially if they are well given, well administered to them, equipment. If someone is going to come to the field and play flag football, they want to have the feel of playing American football because some of them have ideas of what the sport is and how the sport is played. And so they would really love to have flags on them. They would love to wear the cleats, the shoes. They would like to have some shoulder pads. The bigger guys really even want the helmets, because they won't really look like American football. Yeah, but right now, for me right now, I'm really focused to spread the game to everybody because we do not yet have a lot of leagues here. So I would like all the primary schools to have these activities running down there. So basically, what is needed is equipment. If there would be some equipment, we would have a lot of kids engaged in the sport. And then second is, if we would have some playgrounds put in different schools or regions of the country, and then these playgrounds are for American football players, the American football communities, it's going to play a very great role in engaging these kids, engaging these people, engaging the fans to come and take part in these activities and learn about American football.
So currently you guys don't have any soccer fields right now that you can play American football on, or you guys don't have any like parks or anything to where you guys can practice, train? I mean, what is the situation like? Would someone have to come over there and get a contract to build a small field and put some stands up so people can watch? I mean, what? Speak to that. I mean, what is the current situation as far as what you were just saying as far as like about playgrounds and stuff like that?
Okay, right now I'm in the city and I'm trying to make a living in the city here, and I was trying to make sure that I try to engage within the city, but then I just realized the same opportunity is the same opportunity that the people in rural areas and different other regions want. And engaging people to play a totally new sport in this country, here in Uganda right now, in the city, requires a good amount of resources, because even the kids need transportation to come and play. And also the fields, you cannot just get a free field around the city. You have to pay for them. So you find it's really hard to go and do some practice with a lot of people because they're going to ask you for money for using that facility. Whether it's the university or it's the primary school or it's the secondary school in this country, you have to pay to use the field. So where the challenge really comes from, apart from equipment, you need to pay money to use these facilities, the fields, to play the sport. So that's where the challenges have also been coming from.
You know, in America, I deal with that challenge a lot too. It's always money.
Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Yes, I said in America, I face that challenge as well. It's always about money.
Oh, I didn't know that. I actually thought maybe be some pre-film in America, since it's a much more bigger economy. I would think there would be an amount of resources that can amount to helping somebody, an average person, to upskill. I really didn't know that much, but I think it's the same thing now right here.
Yeah, it's you have to have money to do anything anywhere. Like even here, you know, we have more resources. Those resources cost. So I understand. I understand your dilemma. I understand your dilemma and everything like that. But I'm going to give a perfect example. I got a good friend. His name was Daryl Tate. I was mentioning him to you. He does a lot of stuff in Europe. I told him about your dilemma, and he was interested. We just had to get him more information, which is this is why I'm doing this interview with you, so we can answer a lot of questions that people might have. So one thing I want to ask you is that if say for instance, my good friend Daryl came over there to teach American football. Is the government stable enough for where Americans that want to come over there and help your cause, would they be safe? Is the government stable? Are you guys in any type of civil war activity? Are you guys in any kind of political unrest right now? Or is it safe, currently safe, for to bring a program like this to your region?
Well, I can say right now my country is so peaceful, and my country has been peaceful for quite some time, and we've had, that is why we've been able to have opportunity like the Philadelphia Eagles coach coming through. If it wasn't stable, he wouldn't have made it here. But my country is, and even the neighbors are stable.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So I believe, you know, a reputation or let's say past history, if I'm remembering right, you guys did have a dictator named Idi Amin. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Evil Idi Amin. So, but none of that type of stuff is going on anymore, right?
Yeah, nothing. Those times ended. Those times are long gone. This is now like the most peaceful country in this region, because my country is landlocked. It's in the middle of the East African countries. And my country has the source of the Nile in it. And it's like the center, like all the people, all the citizens of other countries, you will find out like most of them are in my country here because of the peace that is right here.
Okay, interesting. Well, let me ask you this, and give me 1 second, Martin. I need to do my, I need to tag my show. Welcome to the to Stogies and Beer. For those of you that's tuning in to the show, welcome to Stogies and Beer and good morning. We have this morning first of all, our topic this morning is football in Uganda schools. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. So, good morning to everybody that's listening in on the show and everybody that will be listening later. The time on deck is 8:24 a.m. Pacific Coast time, 8:24 a.m. Pacific Coast U.S. time. And we're talking about bringing American football to schools in Uganda. But Martin, let me get back to you. Now, as far as you say, for instance, If I could get you a coaching internship over here, that you have a current visa, current vaccination status, and funding to get here to take part in a coaches clinic in the United States. Would you be able to do something like that if the opportunity arose?
Wow, that would be a very great opportunity for me because as much as my passion, I have a great passion for this sport. And I would like to be as much more knowledgeable as possible. I remember at a point of time, I've been asking IFAF representatives if there would be any more coaches, officiators, and referee clinics so that we can participate and we really get to know much more about the knowledge of the game so that we can learn how to officiate and rule the game. It would increase the participation because we would be able to rule the game and then guys would be able to enjoy and keep on participating. So it would make us develop the sport and also help in capacity building. So when such an opportunity comes my way, I really embrace it with my whole heart because that is part of my dream and it's part of my end goals, because I would really love to get as much more knowledgeable in this sport as I can. So I would embrace that. Though, right now I don't have the visa. I don't have the visa, and I do not have a valid passport yet. My passport expired, and I just have to work on another one, and it's also going to be a process. But if the opportunity comes around, of course, yes, I will embrace it and I will work towards visa or acquiring a new passport. So I would just say God is great if I get such an opportunity come my way.
Okay. Well, let's get off into some stuff about you, Martin, because the biggest thing I want people to understand, I want them to build trust in you as the person being in charge of the program. You know, we got a lot of, I'm trying to get as many people as I can to come over there to be a part of this cause. And so the thing that I want to talk about now is just you personally. What is your education level? Did you go to college? What profession are you in personally? Talk to us about that a little bit. Do you have a family, kids? Talk to us about that. Tell us a little bit about you personally.
I grew up in the city. My daddy brought me to the city. That was when I was like 4 or 5 years old. And then he took care of me, I think, when I reached time to join kindergarten. So he took me to kindergarten. So I joined kindergarten until I finished my primary 7 within the city. So after my primary 7 within the city, so I had to look for a school where I can go and start my secondary school. I think secondary is like college, high school.
Okay.
So I had to go to the region where my dad comes from, a different region that is Eastern Uganda. So I had to go there and find a school that is relatively cheap that he could afford to put me in. So I did my O level, and then I didn't get enough support. The money wasn't enough, so I happened to branch off. Let me say, I went ahead and I pursued a certificate course in hotel management. So basically, before I heard about the American football opportunity, I was busy in the kitchen. My work was to cook. So I was working for a restaurant or a hotel.
Uh-huh.
So basically, right now, I'm into hospitality. If I'm not into football, I'm into hospitality to make my ends meet. So I can always go somewhere and do some work in the kitchen, and then I get my time off so I could go for practice and practice with my guys, and then we make sure that the American football legacy is being built.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you currently have a family and children, or are you just a single guy?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice question. I have a wife. I have a wife, but we don't have kids.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Good. I just wanted to take a minute so the kids, so everybody listening to the episode can know a little bit more about you personally. You know, because, you know, you start talking about philanthropy, you know, it's still a philanthropy and charity, is still money involved, whether people are buying stuff and sending it to you as a donation, or people are sending you money as a donation. I just want people to feel more comfortable with you and everything like that, Martin. I just want people to feel comfortable on where who's heading up this program, what we're trying to do. You know, of course, they would ask me the same questions, but while you're on air, I wanted people to know exactly what type of character that you have. But going back to football, you said you played American-style football ever since you were young, and so what position do you normally play when you're playing the sport? Wide receiver, offensive lineman, safety, what position do you play?
I did play wide receiver, and then I got so interested in doing some quarterback. I can do quarterback because mainly when I'm training, I am involved in teaching all the techniques. So basically, for me myself, as I was training, I could train as a wide receiver, and then I would be a linebacker. Then I would play quarterback just in case, because we were few as we were starting out, so we have to change so that everybody gets versatile in all positions. But my main position is wide receiver. That is the position that I love in American football. So, but right now, I've been tasked. I'm just coaching. I'm just doing a general coaching thing. So I'm mostly coaching all positions with the best of my knowledge that I have. What I've learned is what I try to teach out to everybody so that we all keep learning every day, because learning never stops. But basically, if I'm on the field, I'll just play wide receiver.
And how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, right now I'm 28 years old.
Yeah.
And I think I'll be making 29 this October.
Yeah, the only problem with that is that as far as you playing professionally over here, the window of that opportunity is kind of closed. But I do like the fact that you're coaching and you can still help other people that are younger to make it. Because I think that pretty much the window over here, 26 to 28, that's kind of like when the window closes over here for the even going to the ELF, European Football League, and then, you know, the XFL, USFL type of stuff. You know, you start dealing with the age limitation, you know what I'm saying? Your age limitation starts to become a factor. How do you feel about that?
Well, as I told you, American football came in this country. But I really didn't know much, because the first people who put American football here, who introduced American football here, they did have the knowledge to grow this. But then here comes the new management, the federation comes in, and then it brings a few guys to come here, a few experts to come here and launch the game. So I really got to learn very, very, very well from these people, these coaches who came through. And then right now, I just feel like if I cannot get my opportunity because of my age, I still feel there's a lot of purpose. I can still find ways of filling up all that. But I feel so bad because I didn't get the opportunity to play. I would be shining out there right now if I knew about these opportunities when I was much more younger. I would be shining right now. I would be one of the best wide receivers out there. And I would be having very, very good knowledge about the sport. But it's unfortunate that I didn't get that opportunity. But right now, I still have the opportunity, and I would like to still fight so hard and find this purpose. I would like to still keep on engaging, and I would like to train people. That is why I would like to have my outreach program so that I can move all around the country, anywhere, just teaching sports, teaching American football, and equipping people with these skills and trying to make the world a better place.
I like that, man. I like that. Well, let me ask you this here. If I could get you, is it possible that when you do your next training, is there any kind of way you could have someone film you, whether they use their phone or whether they use a camera, film you at each position that you know how to play, as far as like, what are your measurables? How tall are you? And how much do you weigh?
I'm 6.2 or 6.1. I'm 6.1. Let me just say that.
6.1. How much? How many weight in pounds? Kilograms, pounds.
Right now, I'm 70 kilograms. Let me just say that.
Do you know what translated in pounds? My math isn't that good.
I'll find out.
You're 6'1", 70 kilograms, and you do know how to play quarterback. So if you could get some film to me at doing the quarterback drills, get some film to me at wide receiver. I'd like to see how good your hands are, and do you know how fast you run? Has anyone timed you in the 40-yard dash?
I can do all that because that is what we train to be. We want to train to be professional material, and that is one of our main goals. I'm sure I can deliver all that to you.
Yeah, I need to know how fast you run too. Like in the 40-yard dash, you have to pretty much as a wide receiver. You need to run like about anywhere from a 4.4 to a 4.6. That's a good wide receiver time. 4.4, 40-yard dash, 4.6, 40-yard dash. You're 6'1", so, you know, that's decent height for wide receiver. They will probably use you like as a slot wide receiver. But anyway, if you could give me some film as your quarterback skills, your footwork, your throwing motion, and then, like, as a wide receiver, you running some routes. Give me some routes on film. If you see me that, I'm going to do you a favor and try to get you a workout in the United States. I got a lot of coaches that coach at the indoor football, arena football league levels. That's a different style of football. It's not outdoor 11-man, but it's indoor 8-man football. I could at least try to get you a workout, a tryout over here, and see how you do. But it will be on you to get over here to do it. That's why I asked you, did you have your vaccinations, your visa, and everything like that? It would be an undertaking for you to get here. But if you could send me some film, I'd do my best to try to get you a professional football workout.
Well, that's so great. We have quite a lot of films. We're trying to film them. I've been trying to film most of my players that we play with. So I have a lot of videos, so I'm going to try so much to get you some material. I promise I'll try to get you some good work out here, something that we do here. Because we're trying to do these things also professionally because we want to get American football growing here. We want to get these opportunities here for us and for everybody.
who trained you? Who taught you the sport? Did your father teach you how to play? Did you have another coach in your primary and secondary schools that taught you how to play? How did you learn this game?
Right now, all we do is I try as much as possible to get material from online, from the internet, as much as possible. But at least I got a few friends. I got a friend who was here before. He left. He was called Alex Williams. He stays in the UK. So Alex Williams, he was a fan of the Eagles. I think he's still a fan of the Eagles up to now. So Alex Williams taught me the fundamentals, and he taught me how to be a good coach. So I used to play when he was here as a coach. So when he left, Paul in his shoes, and make sure that I teach the rest, and we keep practicing what we learned from Alex Williams.
So Alex Williams, he was a football player in the UK.
Hello?
Yes, so Alex Williams was a football player from the United Kingdom, and he wound up coming to Uganda, and he taught you the sport, and in turn, when he left, how long was he there teaching you the sport, though?
2 years.
So he taught you hard for 2 years, and when he left, he gave you the task of teaching everybody else.
Yes. He left me the playbook. And when he was here, we were lucky because when he was here, we managed to also get this university accept to give us their field so we could use their field for some practices whenever they're not so busy. So unfortunately, Alex Williams went because I think his work had come to an end, so he had to go back to the United Kingdom. But then, nevertheless, we never gave up. We are still training up to now.
Are you still in touch with Coach Williams?
Yes, I am.
Did you put me in contact with Coach Williams? And that way I could talk to him a little bit more about the fundamental teachings and everything that he taught you guys so I could have a better understanding from his point of view, along with your point of view, and come up with the best plan for to help you continue to grow the sport and train the kids over there. I would definitely like to do that. So, yeah, man, I think this can be done. But at the same time, like I said, I want to give you an opportunity as well to use those skills on a professional setting in the United States. Once I get your film, this is going to be it's not going to be hard. It's just more so I got to get you evaluated by some professional coaches here to see if they'll invite you over to do a workout and then possibly make a team. You never know how it goes. But I hate that you did all this training and you won't even get a chance to suit up. So I want to give you an opportunity to put on helmet pads and everything. I didn't get a chance to get out there and take that training. And and whatever you learn here, take it back home.
Oh, that's a great opportunity for me. I really appreciate that. And I can't wait. I can't wait to have such an opportunity come my way. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, so before we get out of here, man, and let you get off the line and everything, I know it's evening time. It's probably time for dinner. But could you tell everybody if you did get an opportunity to come over here and do a get opportunity to work out and get an opportunity to make it on a team here at some pro level, what kind of player would they be getting in Martin? What kind of player would they be getting on their team?
Wow. If the opportunity to come out there and play some ball, I would really be this kind of player. Like, I can say maybe like Tyreek Hill.
The cheetah?
The cheetah himself, because I would have everything at my disposal. So I will be training and I will be cheating me myself. So.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I would be the cheater because I think I was one of the first people who scored the first touchdown during my first clinic with a lot of guys who were coaching with. So I was the number one wide receiver, MVP of the day. So I love scoring and I love being explosive. I just love to make a difference in the team, you know? I want to be the guy who's doing much of the work in the team, and that is how I always like to be myself and portray myself. That is why I even ended up in this, in whatever I'm doing down here, like capacity building, trying to make sure we can coach as many people as possible, because I want so many people to share this kind of passion with me, because we are looking for opportunities and we just don't know where to find these opportunities. So if I find one, I have to be able to share with some people.
Okay, now, if you could you tell everybody that's listening, how can they find you on social media and on your email? Could you share that information with us so people that hear this episode or that's listening, they can reach out to you to assist you further?
I'm on Facebook. I'm on Facebook as Larry Martin Luther. That is my Facebook handle, Larry Martin Luther. And then I am on Twitter as Larry Martinez. And my email is omalamartin@gmail.com. Omala is omalamartin@gmail.com. I hope you'll get it. That is my email and my Twitter handle. And then Facebook is Larry Martin Luther. Facebook.
Okay. Okay, so but like I said, you know, I want to just thank you, Martin, for coming on the show. And for those of you just tuning in, this is Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, that's W Best. And we have on the show today a friend of the show, Martin Mala, and he's talking about starting up a football program in the schools in Uganda, all over his region, to grow the sport of football with the kids from an early age, just like he's trying to basically grow the sport, like for with the little kids from kindergarten all the way up to the high school level. And then that way, maybe they can get an opportunity to come to college in the United States and get a scholarship, go to school, play the game, and have an opportunity for a National Football League workout. So we're looking for, we're going to be sending out this episode to a lot of the NAIA schools, NAIA colleges. Most of them are Christian colleges, at least a lot of them are. And I know a lot of them do missionary work overseas, and we're just trying to find those type of coaches that do missionary work over there that can also take the game of American football over into Uganda. And today's episode, again, is football in Uganda. This episode will seek all coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, who we have online today, the person heading up the calls to bring American football to schools in Uganda. So real quick, Martin, before you go, I want to just say that, you know, we started this thing out, you know, just trying to find help to build grow the American football sport in your region. But In talking to you, I was compelled to say, you know, this guy, he's been playing football and never got his opportunity, and I'm just one of the guys that I believe in giving opportunity. For the deserving person, I believe in giving them an opportunity to play. So you may be a little bit old to get into the NFL. Who knows? Anything can happen. But if we can get some stuff on tape or you working out and try to get you a workout, at least at the professional developmental league over here, at some pro level here, get you a workout and that experience of being in a live football game with American players. I think that you are very deserving of that, at least to try. And so I want to help you with that, along with help you build the sport in the school. So what do you say about that?
That's a very great opportunity, and I am so, so optimistic. I'm so happy, and I would really love this kind of spirit. It's a great honor to meet somebody like you. Meeting someone like you who is well-versed with the community, well-versed with the sports, well-versed with all the dynamics of the kind of sources needed to grow this kind of game is all I'm trying to fight for is I'm trying to make sure that American football players down here get the opportunity to put some equipment and play some real ball, because the competition seems to be getting real. All of Africa is yearning for the sport. And then we as Ugandans, we also really need this sport, because we truly in love with it. Everybody here embraces the game just because of a few resources that are not available. But I'm just hopeful maybe one time some things can happen. So I'm so optimistic. I'm so happy. And so hard. I just wish God works out his miracles.
All right. Well, we want to thank you, man, again, for being on the Stokers and Beer radio show this morning. Again, everybody, we have Martin Omala from Uganda. He's heading up the American football calls in his region. And now currently, since he's been talking to me, we're going to try to get him a workout over here in the United States and everything like that. Martin, I want to thank you again for being on the show. I'm going to let you get off of here real quick. I want you to have a nice evening, and we'll be talking soon. Thank you so much, and have a great evening.
Thank you for hosting me, Farhad, and I can only say greetings out there to everybody who's going to listen to this. I just hope they embrace it. Thank you guys for American football. Whoever came up with the idea of this great sport, it's gonna change the lives of a lot of people in Africa. So I said thank you so much for this opportunity to be on your talk show.
Thank you, and we'll be talking. You have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, welcome back to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, we were speaking with my good friend Martin Omala. He's starting a football program in Uganda, to where basically he can just teach the game of football. He's trying to coach the game of football, but he needs help teaching it to all the kids in basically what we consider elementary school, junior high, high school, trying to get them to be able to qualify to play at the college level here in the United States and at the college level over there, because he did mention they have a college program there, but not that big, and he's trying to grow it to a bigger opportunity so kids can have the skills necessary to try to play American football in Europe and over in the United States here in the NFL, so they can, change their lives as well. Again, for everybody that's tuning in, you're listening to the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. We're going to be doing a transition because I had to use my cell phone on WhatsApp to do the interview with Martin over in Uganda. So we're going to flip back. So we're going to go to a little bit of music-wise, I'm going to be broadcasting the second half of this show into my iPhone, so the sound quality can be a little bit better. So let me try to, I'm going to try to mute myself out and then go to some music, and then we'll do it like that. So stand by, people. Just stand by with me for a second. I don't have a... We'll be right back. Yes. Welcome back to the Stogan and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with the live in the early morning. All right, a little different show today because I had to run two audio systems. So it sounds like everything's going to be okay. So I'm connected to my switchboard on my laptop, but I had to call into my guest line and talk on my guest line. But what I'm gonna do, because I hear some feedback, I'm gonna log out of here and go back to my dashboard. So bear with me. Sorry about the audio problem. All right. For those of you just tuning in, thank you for tuning in to the Stogies and Beer Radio. So I am your host, Romero Fran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. I was dealing with a little bit of technical problem there. Sorry about the feedback. I was trying to see if I could run two sources, but it was giving me too much feedback. So I'm going to have to do this show directly through my laptop this morning. I apologize because I am a one-man band, and so I got to do everything on my own right now. I'll eventually have some interns or staff and everything to do my engineering while I can just host my show. But currently, that's not the situation. We're not going to worry about that. We move on. Today's topic was football in Uganda schools. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. We had a good interview with Martin, and I'm doing all this to try to help this deserving young man over there in Uganda to help grow the sport of American football. I had asked him, I said, did he feel that American football could take over soccer, which we call it soccer, but football in Uganda? He said that traditional football, which is soccer in our country, is not doing so well either. So he wants to teach the kids how to play football from an early age and get them more opportunities to try to make it to the United States, play in the NFL, or at least to Europe to play in the EFL, and then make their way to the NFL. But basically, he was seeking someone that would help his cause. He says he's part of EFAF, International Federation of American Football. And so, he said that they help, but I guess, everything is kind of like on a limited basis. The coaches can only come like every June, and I think that he works with the Philadelphia Eagles, one of their offensive coordinators. So anyway, he says that he has a good relationship with that particular coach from the Philadelphia Eagles, but his schedule only permits him to come for about three days every June, something like that. So Martin also said that he was taught to play football by a man from the UK, Alex Williams taught him how to play. But and when he left, he taught Martin how to continue coaching the kids. So right now, what we're looking for is anybody out there that's listening to this program, we're looking for, if you got a 501c3 charitable cause, this is a great one to help the kids in Uganda learn American sports. If you operate in philanthropy, meaning whether you can send, I won't say a cash donation, but send, if you got cash, if you could buy equipment, flag football equipment, training equipment, and helmets, uniforms, stuff like that, to send over there to the program, that would be great. This here could be a situation to where somebody, like I said, already has a 501c3 charity. Maybe you can incorporate this cause into a similar cause to help these kids learn the sport of football over there, and help Martin Omala grow this program in Uganda. We're gonna go to some topics for today. One big one right now we got going on is look like Kevin Durant is not talking about getting traded now. Kevin Durant looks like he's gonna be staying in Brooklyn. They did see Durant and Irvin practicing the other day. I don't know how they found out that they was working out, but some reporters did catch them practicing sitting alone together. So I guess they're going to go ahead and make a run for it. I feel like if they got Ben Simmons, KD, and Kyrie Irving, the big three, and then I believe they still had a supporting cast from last season because they made the playoffs. They just got put out in the first round. But I think, all of them on one accord, Brooklyn is a dangerous team again. Kevin Durant is staying with the Nets. It is out there. It's this big news. It's breaking news. Durant, Nets. So, this is crazy. This is a crazy one. I mean, I'm excited. I am so excited. Looking at the monitor, that's what they're saying. Kevin Durant is staying with the Brooklyn Nets. That's the big thing. But welcome to the Stogies and Beer Radio Show. For those of you just tuning in, Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions, anything sports related. We talk a lot about NFL. This is a football talk show, so NFL does rule on here because, NFL has 53 men on each roster, so that's a lot of stories for us to report on. But we do talk a lot about NBA, as you just heard, with this breaking news of Kevin Durant. We do talk a lot about Major League Baseball as well, because it is baseball season. But we talk about everything all the way down to pie eating contests, hot dog eating contests, horse racing, camel racing, dog racing. We talk about all that stuff, NASCAR, UFC, boxing, WWE. We'll talk about anything sports or sports and entertainment related on this show. We do also invite hip-hop and R&B artists and producers that have a project they want to come on here and talk about and feature their beats or their music on our show. So we're all around sports and entertainment, radio broadcast. But this morning, I took some time out to do something philanthropic. I took some time out to work on a philanthropy cause. And I met a young man again. His name was Martin Omala. I met him on Twitter. I seen that the Philadelphia Eagles had been over there doing some work, trying to help teach the kids how to play football in Uganda, American football in Uganda, not soccer. We're talking about American football. So what I did was I reached out to the young man and asked him what was it all about. But I was very interested in what they were doing over there. He said, we've been the last couple of years since 2019. IFAF had been working with, the Philadelphia Eagles coaching staff. They had one coach that wanted to come over and teach the game. So we're just trying to basically get some coaches, and I'm directly hitting up a lot of the NAIA schools that I know that can help, because I know a lot of NAIA schools, they have a lot of missionaries that travel abroad. And maybe we can get some coaches that might be on a missionary mission that also coaches football to go over there and help the kids learn how to play football and help Martin Omala set up a program in the elementary schools, flag, and junior high schools for flag, and then high school for actual flag and tackle football, so they can learn the fundamentals of what the uniform, wearing the equipment, how to put the equipment on and all this stuff, and learn how to tackle properly and stuff like that. And so in the same time, I also learned a little bit more about Martin O'Malley. He's 27 years old, soon to be, I believe he's 27 now. He'll be 28 soon. And I was just telling him that, unfortunately, you know, the cutoff for the NFL is usually about, you know, to really get an NFL shot, he's about 26 years old. But anything can happen. But I wanted to give him, through my resources, an opportunity to come over here and play organized football at the developmental level with some of my arena indoor league teams. But I needed him to send me some film and send me his measurables and everything like that to see if he'd be invited to do a professional workout and be a part of a professional contest. I think that would be kind of like making a person's dream come true. So for me to make something like that happen for somebody, for a well-deserving young man like that, that's setting up a global initiative that went to Twitter and said, you know, even though EFAF is heading up a program, it's basically doing everything regarding football outside the United States. He wants to head up his own thing to get the ball moving faster, because we know how things are, budgets and politics and paperwork and all this stuff. But, you know, he just said, you know, he didn't want to deal with the red tape of waiting and waiting and waiting. He'd been waiting since 2019 to get a strong program going, and, you know, kids are getting older. I mean, if you go back, he's 27 now, so he was 24 when this thing in 2019, I believe, when this thing first started. So he's looking at it like he kind of has missed his opportunity to go to the NFL, but I can still get him an opportunity to play in the at a pro developmental league level somewhere. But I need him to get me his measurables and get me some film and stuff like that. So with that being said, you know, I live my life to basically, how would I say it, be a servant of others. Being the service of others, I'll put it like that. I live my life to be in the service of others, meaning when someone calls me and say, hey, man, could you help me in something like this, I'm not going to sit back and say, well, how much can you pay me? That's the first thing people want to ask. How much can you pay? Sometimes you got to do some stuff because it's just the right thing to do. I grew up in the United States. I had the opportunity to be exposed to American football and a lot of other things. Yes, I didn't do a lot of things because I didn't have the money sometimes to participate or whatever the case may be. But as time went on, people done things for me. Like when I took martial arts, I didn't pay my instructors. They just made me mow the grass. And half the time the lawnmower wasn't, so I didn't even have to really pay nothing back. You know, but I remember that. That same instructor came to California, and I hosted his family, which they extended family to me, hosted them at my home, and they ate and everything. In between getting to Los Angeles, they stopped over at my place in San Diego, and I made sure that I fed them and let them rest, because I remember that my instructor, he helped me. They taught me martial arts for free. They taught me, you know, so I give back because he gave to me. A lot of times people might ask me, well, why you do this and that for free? Why are you not charging this? Why are you not charging that? And a lot of people don't, you know, they see me on Twitter, and they ask a lot of athletes or ask me for help. And then when I tell them it's going to cost $100, it's going to cost $600, it's going to cost $300, depending on what I'm doing for you. But even at the $100 level, you know, I get guys complaining, oh, man, I ain't got no money to throw away. Well, you know, everything is a business, but I have given a lot in charity. Like this morning, I gave up a radio show spot this morning to give Martin O'Malley opportunity to voice his calls globally on my radio show. I'm not saying I got 1,000 listeners on this show, but the great thing about Blog Talk is Blog Talk lets you record the show, and you can send this show out, episode out, to all these different NIA schools that could help us in our calls. And also, I'm going to send it out to some people, some contacts in the NFL front office, and see what they can do to assist in helping this cause. What could they do? And I'm not doing this helping Martin out for any money. I'm just doing it because it's the right thing to do. Just like I help a lot of college kids coming out of I help a lot of college kids that graduated last year and they're now rookie street free agents. If they got with me before the draft started, I offered my program and my help for free. They can attest to that. I've had a couple of those guys on this radio show, like my man Deontay Silk, my man Kobe the Jet Reese. Both of them came on the show. They didn't pay me any money coming out of college because they did what I asked them to do, give me everything before the draft. So I have a lot of free programs out there, but when you come to me after the fact and still want it for that reason, if you don't think that it's important at the time when it's free and you come to me after the fact and then I tell you it's $100 or it's $600, then don't get mad at me for that because you missed a free opportunity. Then right before the draft ends, you missed a $100 opportunity. After the draft, it's a $600 opportunity, which still ain't no money, but you could have got it for dirt cheap or for free, and you pass it up two times. So when people come to me and say, hey, man, you just out for money. No, I'm not out for money. But I could, half the time, I did a lot of favors for these guys for free when I first started. This thing back in like 2017, when I really started dealing with professional opportunities, I done a lot of stuff for free. A lot of guys did not pay me. I didn't ask for the money because I said until I get my resume up and until I get some guys, a good number of guys on some teams, I'm going to do it for free because I'm learning. I'm using them to learn. So I didn't charge them nothing. But as I got better at it, as I got good at doing what I do, which I think I'm pretty damn good now, not trying to toot my own horn, but damn it, toot. I think I'm pretty damn good at what I do. I'm one of the rare guys that you'll talk to can say I've walked into, not walked in, but virtually been in the NFL front office twice. I mean, I met with them virtually twice, had two cups of coffee, and I appreciate them having me. And that's why I'm going to go back to those same contacts and ask, can they help this cause of football in Uganda schools, where this episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, who we had on the show this morning, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. So that was a great interview we had with Martin and everything like that. So we just, it was just a great, great interview. It was just a good interview. So I was happy to have him on the show this morning, talking about this. But big news in the world of sports today is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant is talking about coming back to the trade process. He asked for a trade, I believe, on June 30th from the Brooklyn Nets. But he wound up today saying that he didn't want to be traded. He's going to look like he's going to be staying in Brooklyn and honoring his contract, which I'm glad to hear. Because when you try to force a trade, it messes up the collective bargaining agreements with the NBA. So, it's like the way they got it set up now, they have to, you really should honor your contracts because when you sit back down and start negotiating again for the collective bargaining and stuff, these owners can look at it like, well, we don't want to do this and that because if we agree to this, all y'all going to do is force trades anyway. So I'm glad that he stayed because it kind of like helps a lot of the other guys that probably really ain't getting paid right now. It helps them in the future when it comes down to collective bargaining. But we're going to go off into some radio mix here because I got here and everything like that, but we're going to go off into our music mix real quick, and we'll be back. Welcome to Stogies and Beer. This is your host, Romero Ferrant, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning on the Stogies and Beer radio show. Stogies and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. And you can call in to 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687 to call in and boast your bold opinion about the sport that you love. If we don't know about your sport, you can teach us about it. If you don't know about the sports we're talking about, we can teach you about it. This is mainly a football talk show, so we talk a lot about the NFL. However, we talk about NBA and Major League Baseball as well. It is baseball season. In the headlines today for NBA, Kevin Durant has decided to stay with the Brooklyn Nets. Imagine that. If you want to call in and talk about that, 515-602-9687, 515-602-9687. This is a period of time where we have enough time on the show to do an open consultation. So if you listening to the show and you got some questions about your sports career, you can call into the show again at 515-602-9687 and ask your questions about your sports career. We do a lot of stuff with street free agents, meaning guys that graduated college, guys and girls that graduated college that did not get an opportunity in their respective sport. This show, we talk about anything that's on TV, that's sports-related, pie-eating contest, hot dog eating contest, American Kennel Club, whatever you want to call in and talk about, basketball, boxing, wrestling, UFC, camel racing, horse racing, NASCAR, whatever you want to call in and talk about that's sports-related. If they cover it on TV, we'll talk about it. Today's episode was Football in Uganda Schools. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. Again, the topic is football in Uganda. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. Martin came on today and he did a great interview. Learned a lot about him personally, learned a lot about his journey through learning American football, learned a lot about what he's trying to do as far as getting help globally to build a strong program in Uganda. I've reached out to one of my good networking friends, Harold Tate, who runs on something called Pro Hunt. Over in Europe, Pro Hunt helps a lot of players that don't have an opportunity to get a chance to play American football in Europe. And he does a real good job of that. I would like to have him listen to this episode. I was trying to get him to listen to the interview live, but the good thing about Blog Talk is we can record these episodes and get them out to some people, even my good friend, my good networking friend over in Europe, Roger Kelly. He does the AFI, American Football International, news articles. He covers everything in European football, international football. So he does a lot for Canada and EFL, all that stuff, GFL1, GFL2, and all the independents over there that are playing football and for EuroLeague. So he does a great job in letting us know what's going on overseas, and they also – his news article provides a lot of live links. So if you want to do a live look in on some of your relatives that might be playing over in Germany, Istanbul, or wherever they're playing at, you can purchase a live link to some of these games and see them play. I know a couple of you have to pay maybe $10 to get on the link, but you know, if you want to see global football, see how it looks, how American football is looking in Germany, Istanbul, or wherever they're playing it over in Europe, you can do that through by checking out the news article by Roger Kelly, which is AFI, American Football International. So, we had a great show this morning, just trying to help somebody build a program of American football in Uganda. And this opportunity came to me just being on Twitter, on social media, just looking at people's stories, and I ran across Martin Omala, which is Larry Martinez at Larry Martinez on Twitter, if you want to reach out to him. And you can also go back to this episode and listen to his whole interview. But if you want to talk about our topic today, which was football in Uganda schools, This episode was featured Martin Omalo, the person heading up the calls to bring American football to schools in Uganda. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. So just a young man, 27 years of age, reaching out. I think he's 27 or 28, reaching out to try to get some help for some coaches to come over. So I decided that I would, you know, start going through my contact at the NAIA level, because I know a lot of those programs in NAIA colleges are religious programs, and they do missionary work and stuff like that. And they some of them will probably be willing to go over there for some time, a couple months at a time, to help spread the gospel, as they more than likely do, and also coach the game of American football to help these young kids learn the game while they're young, and then move all the way up. I'm also trying to help Martin himself get an opportunity in the indoor arena league level to at least get a workout and try to make a camp roster so he can come over here and actually get professional football experience. I never promise a person where they're at that I can get to the NFL, but what I do promise you is a professional football experience. A professional football experience is worth something. So for somebody like him, he's very grateful to have the opportunity, the same opportunity most guys over here turn their nose up to. This guy was like, oh, my God, if I can just have the opportunity to get out there and be on a professional sideline, get in a professional game, get professional coaching at some pro level. And, you know, he was just very grateful for that. Those are the type of people that I like to help. And I'm just one of the people that I feel like God put me on this earth to make a difference. He put me here to make a difference. If you want to call in and talk about today's topic, basically about helping build an American football program in Ugandan schools, call in to 515-602-9687. I want to let everybody know that I do a lot of work helping street free agents. I like to work with rookie street free agents, then street free agents that are only about 2, maybe 3 years removed out of college, to still help them get an opportunity, a professional football experience, and a professional football opportunity at some level. My prices are, and I do this due to pricing by the TV partner or the TV partner or the sanctioning of each event. So my highest package would be $850, and that's for me to submit your stuff to Hub Camp and use my relationship. You can go to Hub Camp on your own, but I have a relationship with Hub, and I'm usually good in getting a couple guys in every time they do an event. And Hub Camp is hard to get in because they only take the best of the best, and they're very they're limited spots, and you have to be good to go there. Hub Camp is ran by Don Yee, which is Tom Brady's agent, Don Yee. And again, that's Tom Brady's agent. And I take $100 just to submit your stuff and vouch for you, but their prices are $750 for a basic package, and then $1,350 for a upgraded package with a write-up, video, and all that stuff. That's $1,350. I take $100 and add it to their prices, because it's $100 for me to even basically present your stuff and say, hey, I'm vouching for this guy. Could you consider letting him in? I have been successful in getting a lot of guys in. Moving on from that package, I'm going to go to my lowest package, which is $100. And that's just basically for your basic arena football, indoor football opportunity with a local TV partner. Those type of teams, they usually run the games on local TV and then their local market. So that's a local TV partner package. Then I have package number two for a national TV package. That's going to be like at the fan control football level. I'll basically take $100, and then it's going to be $100 to work out for my good friend, Coach John Jenkins. It'd be like $90, $100 to work out for him. And then he'll submit your stuff along with myself to the fan control football league. I do that, but I take $100 off everything that I do. So it's $100 for me, and then whatever the fee is for to do the pro player edge workout, I'll put you in touch with my good friend, Coach John Jenkins. Let him know that you're my guy. I'm sending you to them so they can give you a good look in the tryout. So you'll basically be turning your tryout with all the other people out there. You're turning your tryout into a workout by me calling Coach John Jenkins and saying, this particular guy, I sent you his film, I sent you his resume, keep an eye on him, he's my guy. And that betters your opportunity of getting the chance if you can play. You still have to be able to play because he don't, right out saying don't make it, but a lot of them do. The next package is going to be a $400 package. Well, I keep $100 in the service and the scouts that I send your stuff to, they get $300. So they do a lot of film research, about 8 hours of film research on you, whole game film research, not just the highlights. This particular program is a high-level scouting, high-level coaches that's putting, that's reviewing your resume, your whole game film, reviewing your highlights, but they put together a good detailed scouting report to send out to the USFL and the XFL along with the EFL. So that's a $400 package. It's $300 for those scouts, and it's $100 for me to submit your stuff to them because I'm submitting your stuff. And then, again, the last package will be for the HUD package, which I spoke about first. The lowest package will be $100 for me plus the $750 they require. Highest package, it will be $100 for me and $1,350 for their highest package at HUB. And you can find HUB on Twitter, and you can submit that for yourself, to be honest with you. But I charge for me to submit you because it's hard to get in the HUB. You have to be vetted to get in there, and it's hard to get in. A lot of guys can't get in. But usually when I send to my contacts at HUB, my good friend Tom Goodhines, my good friend Mike Williams, when I send it over there to them, you know, if you can play, it's a possibility. If they got to make a decision, they may take my guy, which would be you as my client. They would take you in and give you first consideration based on the relationship that I have with them. And I don't say it work all the time, but it has worked a lot of the time. But those are my prices. So anyway, you can find that on my page on Twitter, at Ferrand Sports. That's at capital Ferrand Sports, capital Sports, all together at Ferrand Sports. DM me if you want to get a package. DM me if you want to come on the show and do a live consultation. DM me if you want to come on the show and do an interview. If you're not my client already, it's $100 to come on the show and do a live interview. And then I'll also tweet out your highlights with the as I tweet out the episode that you're on with your interview. It's $100 for that. If you're a hip-hop artist or a producer, same thing. If you want to come on the show and put your project out, put your beats out, put your music out for a 30-day period and do an interview, it's $100 for that. If you're, again, if you're a street free agent athlete and you want to come on the show and tell your story and get some exposure that way, I'll come let you do the interview for $100, and then I'll put your highlights with it and send it all out, and we'll do business like that, and then see what other opportunities we can find for within my system. I've gotten guys to the XFL level, USFL level, Alliance of American Football level, all the lower pro developmental indoor arena football league levels. I've done them all, including fan control football. So if you're trying to get a professional football opportunity, I am the right person to be talking to. Today's topic, again, was football in Uganda schools. This episode will seek football coaches and philanthropists of athletic causes to help build a strong football program in the country of Uganda. This episode will feature Martin Omala, the person heading up the cause to bring American football to schools in Uganda. And again, Martin Omala was on the phone with us, on the interview with us this morning on the show. And calling in from Ghana, I had him on my WhatsApp on phone so we could get him on the show. And hopefully his interview was picked up well with the audio system on my laptop. I'm praying that that went okay because I want the word to get out there to help him build American football in the Ugandan schools. So with that being said, this has been Stogies and Me Radio Show, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferrand, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stogies and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Again, most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, as long as those time slots are available, because on Blog Talk is like first come, first serve. But we usually been able to get a consistent time frame of Mondays through Thursday, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. If you want to call in to the show, it's the guest call in is 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. And we'll answer any of your questions, whether it's the daily topic, whether it's some advice you need in your sports career, or whether you just want to call in and banter about the sport that you love. Stokers and Beer is a professional platform for it's the official Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback. Again, Stokers and Beer is the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sports they love. We'll talk about anything: dog racing, cow racing, horse racing, bass fishing. We talk a lot about football because this is a football talk show, so we talk a lot about the NFL, but we talk about NBA and MLB. And today's headlines for NBA, big thing is Kevin Durant is staying with the Brooklyn Nets. News kind of broke out yesterday that some media sources did see Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving playing some basketball in the gym together. I guess they was doing a workout with some other guys and getting their chemistry back. So looks like to me if we can get KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons on the court as a big three together, I think they got a hell of a chance to get through the East. As long as everybody stays on one accord, I think they can get deep in the East. I don't know if they can win the East, but I think they can get deep in the East. They still got to deal with teams like the Boston Celtics, who they lost to. And so, you know, they got to deal with the Miami Heat. So, you know, we'll see. But I know that the Brooklyn Nets have a good chance as long as they got Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and Ben Simmons, you know, barring the fact that he can get over the mental stuff that he's dealing with. Hopefully he can get back on the court because he's a hell of a player. Think he's a couple-time defensive player of the year, you know, or, you know, considered to be one of the best defensive players of the year, you know, since he's been playing. You know, I might be saying that wrong, but basically the man can play some damn good defense. And so, and I know he can take it to the hole as well. I like Ben Simmons because he played at LSU for a year or two. So I like him. I like his story, being able to play professional in Australia, if I'm correct. Then left there and went to college at LSU, left there and went on into the pros. So I like Ben Simmons. With all that being said, again, Stokers and Beer Radio Show, the official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to call in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport that they love. All right, we're going to go ahead on and get out of here on some music and go ahead and end the show. I'm going to come back and set Black and Fade off. But I want everybody out there to stay safe and everything like that. I'm going to be going on vacation on Friday. So I'll be out of the office from Friday the 28th to the 13th. I'll be back on there, I believe, on the 13th. I'll be get back in on the 12th. And I'll be back on air either the 13th or the 14th. But I'll let you know officially on tomorrow, on Thursday. I'll let you know officially when I'll be back on air. But we have over 20 episodes for you guys in the meantime that you haven't probably heard, go back and listen to. So we got plenty episodes for you to go back and listen to and hear a lot of stories about these street free agent athletes. So high school kids can make better decisions picking a school going to college, so college kids can make better decisions while they're in college to set themselves up for a pro situation. And so rookie street free agents can understand the things that they're going to have to go through as a street free agent. So with that being said, I want everybody to say out there to stay safe from monkeypox. Definitely wash your hands and watch your physical contact. COVID-19 is still looming out there. Keep your face mask on in crowded areas. Make sure you got your vaccinations up. Everybody stay safe out there. Keep each other safe. And the most important thing of the day, everybody needs to love one another. Everybody needs to have brotherly love for one another. We're all one human race, and we're all one people. The only race I consider is the human race. We're all human beings. Don't worry about color, ethnicity. We're all one human race, and everybody needs to stop all these wars, stop all this killing, stop all this violence, stop all this unnecessary shootings in these schools and in these public places, and and that's taking place in America out of all places. This place is dangerous. We need to just love one another and stop all this hatred and get along. So with that being said, I ain't mean to preach to you, but anyway, this has been the Stokers and Beer Radio Show. I am your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Official platform for the professional armchair quarterback to come in and boast his or her bold opinions about the sport they love. This has been your host, Romero Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early morning. Stokers and Beer can be heard most Mondays through Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, U.S., United States time. These episodes can be heard. They are available for the playback. They're all recorded. We'll be back tomorrow. Everybody out there, stay safe from monkeypox virus. Stay safe from COVID-19. Keep everybody safe. And we'll be back tomorrow. If God say the same, we'll be back tomorrow on air to let you boast your poll, boast that you love. Set black, fade all.